Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were talking about what we should do when somebody comes to us with gossip. Let's start the week out with that thought.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Even though I want that relationship restored, and I can't right now because not only that, but some doctrinal issues as well. But what was a blessing out of that is that my wife's testimony to those who knew her not only knew it was wrong, it only made them laugh to think of it. Well, isn't that a good testimony to have? Now, I'm not trying to glorify my wife. That's not what it's about. I'm trying to say it ought to be that we each have a testimony, so that if we got accused of, there's a person that has just got a short fuse, they're angry, they tell people off, and they just mistreat people, that when others heard it of them, they'd know that was wrong, and they'd just have to laugh about it. Now, don't get me wrong about my wife. Yeah, it will seem like, well, she doesn't. She couldn't get mad at him, but she'd probably cry, you know, to step on an ant, some people think. But let me tell you something, she would not cower. She would not allow an untruth to go and spread if she knows it affected, and you might say, if it was something that affected the church, or if those people confronted her, she'd tell them, well, they're wrong. But we don't need to talk about it if there are people that are gossiping about it and they come to her. But it is a good way to handle gossip. So somebody comes to you about someone and you really have never seen that in that person before. I didn't know they were like that. Then just say, hey, let's not talk about it. Especially if you don't know it's true or not true, and if everything that you've seen of the person says the opposite. You see, love for God gives you a godlike testimony as you seek to please Him. It affects your witness, especially to your brethren, but also to the world. Let's strive to have a testimony that maybe somebody that's a friend of someone that's mad at you will say some bad things. They'll believe they're friend. But in general, people say, no, that's not them. They're not like that. And, you know, I've heard people get accused of doing things. At first, I thought, oh, no. And then later, got to thinking, well, wait a minute, that's not them. And see, what I should have done even before when I thought, oh, no, is said to them, let me go to them and talk to them. You don't mind if I use your name, do you? You know what? That usually stops it. That usually stops it. 90% of the cases, if not 100%, is going to stop when they say something bad about someone. Say, oh, man, that's bad. You don't mind me going to them about that and using your name. Oh, my goodness, they're going to start backing up. Then you'll realize those people are just gossiping to you and trying to sow discord. Then you know that's a person to avoid. You don't want to be around that kind. Now, please see that true love is a continuing act of love, and it grows. This tells us that a local church is to be friendly, and a caring church And a church that sees its testimony grow as caring and loving, and yet, to the praise and glory of God, does not love and care at the expense of holiness and righteousness. In other words, their standards are still strong, and they're still true to the Word, and they don't tolerate sin. You see, that means that individuals within a local church then, because individuals make up a local church, and individuals within a local church are loving and caring. And when they are, that helps to make the local church loving and caring. Sometimes we kind of sit back and let other people do all the greeting, all the speaking to others and welcoming others and going around and shaking hands. Maybe God wants you to be in part of that too, so that people know that come visit that church, and others who visit spasmodically and others who are starting to backslide say, well, wait a minute, that's where my friends are. There, that's the place where people care. Those are the people that have the true love of God in their heart. Again, this kind of love does not measure how much someone does for me. Rather, this kind of love sees a need and seeks if they can help. Be careful. That one to whom you reach out does not attack others. If they do, stop them by telling them you'll go with them to the others right now. That usually stops it. So again, that's another part of being a loving, caring church. And individual as well, a loving, caring individual. But why would we have this kind of love of brethren? Well, that just takes us to another truth, a second truth. So, because godly love, that is a true godly love, is active. But it's also, a second thing, it knows that we are accepted of Him. Okay? It's active, and we're active because we know that we're accepted by God, so we're going to try to be like Him. We love Him because He first loved us. Christ-like, Christian means Christ-like, and so we want to be Christ-like. God is love, so everyone that loves God continues in His love for one another. That was the fellowship we spoke of in 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, fellowship with God and those who love Him, that are in fellowship with Him. So, this continual repeated action becomes a part of your life. Sometimes there's a need for which no one will volunteer. Many times it's because it's not convenient, or I just don't want to do it. Others, men or women of virtue or valor, seeks God's work and gets out and does it. They give it their all, even if they're involved in another ministry in the church, they'll try to help that ministry out. Why? They have a godly, active love that also knows they're accepted by Him already, so they do it in love. It's not they're doing some kind of a penance for a past fault or something like that, as if they were a Catholic person. No, they are doing it because they love God and they want to please Him. So, a continued, repeated action that becomes a part of your life is built on the fact of love, and that we know we are accepted by Him because God is love. And that's not legalistic. You know, people think of, well, we're required to do this. Or they think of it as being on a ball team or belonging to a club. No, it's none of that. You see, this is already in your heart. You're walking with God. Your love for God as you study His Word and try to get to know His person and ask God to show you His person begins to develop a true heart for God. and you want to please him. And since he said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together is a matter of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching, talking about faithfulness to church, get in the right church, a Bible preaching church that speaks the truth as it is to men as they are, sticks by the right Bible, this King James Bible. Let that church become your life. They are your family. They are your brothers and sisters in Christ. Sometimes you have social time spent with them. Sometimes you work together and knocking on doors or whatever. But let it be your life with God, for we're laborers together with God. We, within the local church, are laborers together, and together we are laborers together with God. We're laboring with God. We're not laboring out of convenience. We're not laboring, well, it's a command, oh, man, we're going to get in trouble if we don't do it. No, we're doing it out of love. You do this because God is love and you want to be godly. You want to be godlike. Therefore, you love others the way God loves others. Look, there was nothing lovely about me for God to save me, and there's nothing lovely about me for God to continually forgive me as I mess up so often. He has a standard. Repentance, faith. But my friend, confession of sin and so forth, but we must understand that he's already ready to forgive. He's there to help you. Paraclete, the Holy Spirit that he gave us as a gift, is one who stands beside. He's trying to provide for our life. What leads to eternal value instead of saved so as by fire? He loves us. So you do what you do to be godlike, to be godly, and love others the way he loves. We can look in 1 John 2:15 through 17, and we can see that that's not this kind of love that he's talking about here in chapter 4. In John 2:15 through 17, he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it's of the world, and the world pass away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You see, the things that we do for God in love and holiness have eternal value. The things of this world, they dim, they lose their value, and the relationships and so forth, they begin to change. And sometimes you get forsaken. Sometimes you get betrayed. And yet, one time, they were valuable relationships. But they were worldly relationships. And they no longer are of value.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.